8 years ago, Karen Bailey was drifting off to sleep when she had a massive stroke. The 52-year-old Melbourne woman credits early treatment with saving her life.
A stroke caused total paralysis in the left side of my body. So the initial treatment resolved the paralysis in my face and in my leg, but I underwent 6 months of therapy to regain functioning in my arm.
Someone has a stroke on average every 9 minutes in Australia. It's one of the country's leading killers and the top cause of disability. Now, Australian researchers have made a major discovery. Injecting cells found in amniotic sacs discarded after birth into patients who have had strokes caused by clots. La Trobe University Professor Chris Sobey is the lead researcher.
They home to areas of the brain which is injured, and they seem to be able to halt the inflammation and therefore limit the amount of injury that is generating.
Clot-busting treatments must currently be administered within hours of a stroke. But Professor Sobey says the new therapy can be used up to 3 days later.
Big problem with stroke is that we only have one or maybe two treatments, and they're very limited in terms of the number of patients that end up getting them. This is because the clot buster drug is only safe to be given within 4.5 hours and only after a scan has confirmed the cause was a clot and not a bleed. And as such, this could reach a lot more patients than what is currently able.
The healing properties of those cells have long been recognised, successfully being used to treat burns and eye injuries. Professor Sobey says the cells have a remarkable ability to operate without the immune system being aware.
As a result, there's no problem with transplantation into another individual because there's no attack by that immune system. Therefore, no immunosuppressants are required with this therapy.
Following the success of preclinical trials, scientists will begin human trials by the end of the year. Depending on the results, researchers hope to make the cell treatment more widely available in 5 years.
They can be stored frozen and so then can be quickly thawed and injected intravenously. We could foresee a time when hospitals and clinics have these cells in storage, ready to be thawed and injected to a stroke patient.
With advancements in stroke treatment hard to find, patients like Karen Bailey are praising the possible breakthrough.
In the 8 years since I've had my stroke, this is the kind of second major breakthrough research announcement. So, you know, this announcement is obviously very, very exciting.